Hello, friends, and welcome to Into the Word. In today's episode, I want to tell you a story. You might think that it is two stories, or perhaps even three, but in fact, it is just one story told again and again and again. It is the story of the seed and the serpent. And it begins, as all the best stories do, a long time ago in a place very far away from here. A king and a queen had been deceived by a wicked serpent into giving up their royal reign. They became slaves to this evil tyrant. But there was a prophecy given by God himself that one day a child would be born in the line of the king, born to a woman, a true daughter of Eve. And this child, this baby boy, would defeat the serpent and redeem the kingdom and banish all wickedness from the land. As the poor king and queen were exiled from their kingdom, they held to this promise and waited patiently for the day when it would be fulfilled. But the serpent was waiting and watching too. He tried many times to destroy the line of the king and the queen, making it impossible for the promised child to ever come into the world. The closest he ever came to succeeding was perhaps in the days of King Ahaziah. King Ahaziah was not the king that God had promised would come. He was a fearful man and a wicked man. And when he became king, he murdered all of his brothers, lest any of them challenge him for the throne. And what a small and pathetic throne it was. He ruled over only a tiny slice of the realm that had once been ruled by the original king and queen. And he didn't believe in the legend of the wicked serpent. And he foolishly came under the spell of an evil woman named Athaliah, who was a secret agent of the serpent. One day the wicked king went to visit another wicked king who lived in the far reaches of the north. But before he could arrive, he and all his attendants were set upon by bandits and slain. When the wicked woman Athaliah heard that the king was dead, she rose up and destroyed the royal household. She sent her guards through the palace, and one by one she murdered all the sons belonging to the king. But one child, one tiny baby boy, somehow slipped through her wicked fingers. The king had a sister named Jehoshabeth, and she had hidden the king's youngest son, her nephew, a baby boy named Joash. The guards searched for him, high and low, but they could not find him. Jehoshabeth smuggled baby Joash into the temple and gave him into the charge of her husband, Jehoiada the high priest. And together, they raised the royal baby in secret, while the wicked queen Athaliah scoured the kingdom from east to west and from north to south in order to put him to death. And then one day, when Joash was 7 years old, Jehoiada summoned all the guards of the temple, and he gave to them the spears and shields that had once belonged to the greatest king and warrior that the land had ever known. And armed with these fierce and holy weapons, they surrounded the young boy and marched him out into the temple grounds. Jehoiada put a crown upon his head. They blew the trumpets, the people cheered, and the priests all shouted, "Long live the king!" When the wicked queen Athaliah heard the noise of the people and the shouting of the priests, she knew that the rightful king had returned to the land at last. She ran into the temple, and she saw young Joash seated upon his throne and surrounded by all the temple guards, blowing their trumpets and proclaiming their loyalty, and in a flash the queen knew that she had failed. "Treason! Treason!" she shouted, but no one listened. Jehoiada the high priest immediately dispatched a company of soldiers, and they seized the wicked queen, dragged her out of the temple, and executed her upon the streets of the city she had meant to rule. And Joash reigned secure He grew up, married a princess, and had many sons and daughters, and thus the royal line of the first king and queen yet endured. But the serpent did not slumber, nor did he sleep. He knew that he may have lost this battle, but he had not yet lost the war. So he watched and he waited for another opportunity to destroy his enemy and to seize forever the kingdom he desired. Many years passed by. The line of Joash, the line of the first king and queen, once again fell into ruin. A puppet king, another agent of the wicked serpent, sat upon the throne of the land. But there was yet a true son of the old king and a true daughter of the old queen. They were engaged to be married, but they had not yet come together. And the Lord visited them and promised them that they would have a child. More than that, that they would have the child. Their child would be the one who was promised so long ago. Their child would be the one who would defeat the serpent and restore the kingdom to its rightful human rulers. And so the Holy Spirit came upon the young girl, and she was with child. As in the days of Joash, the wicked servants of the serpent sought for the child in order to put him to death. The puppet king sent his soldiers into a village where it was said that the child would be born, and they killed every baby boy they could find. But the young woman and the young man escaped, and they hid the child and raised him up in obscurity. The child grew and became a man, but nobody knew who he was. He moved among his people as one of them, but he was ever and always their king. He fed them, he healed them, he taught them, and he saved them. He did for them what they could never do for themselves, and he paid for what they had done in his body on the cross. That king died for his people. He died to break the curse that the old king and queen had brought upon the land when they were deceived by the wicked serpent and tricked into disobeying the Lord. In dying for his people, the unknown king broke the power of their enemy forever. He died so that they could live. He bore the curse that had blighted and broken the realm. He bore death itself down to death. But on the third day, he rose again. And for the first time, his people began to recognize him as their rightful king. He told those people to spread the word of his victory, to blow their trumpets, and to shine their lights, and to tell the world that their king had come so that they could live free. And having done all that he had come to do, the good king went back into heaven. But before he did, he promised his people that one day soon he would come again. He would return to reign over the whole realm forever. And just like the boy King Joash, when he returned, he would be surrounded by guards and priests and warriors, and trumpets would sound and his enemies would flee. But just as on that day, they would not be able to escape from his terrible wrath. The great serpent will be thrown down alive into the lake of fire, and all his agents and allies with him. And the good king, the God king, will reign with his people in his glorious kingdom forever. Now, I'm guessing that all of you dedicated Bible readers already know the name of this special king. His name, of course, is Jesus, and it is his birth that we celebrate at Christmas. You see, Christmas is just one chapter in the greatest story ever told. Jesus is the baby that God himself promised would come all the way back in Genesis 3:15. Jesus is the king that everyone has been waiting for. When the wise men came to the evil puppet King Herod, Matthew 2:2 tells us, they said, "Where is he who has been born king of the Jews? For we saw his star when it rose and have come to worship him." They knew that this child was the king who would rule the world. This was the child promised to the first queen of the world. The child who would defeat our enemy, bear our curse, heal our bodies, save our souls, and bring us home to God. That's who the wise men were looking for. And thanks be to God, they found him. Matthew 2 goes on to tell us that the wise men followed the star, and it led them to a house in Bethlehem. And going into the house, they saw the child with Mary, his mother, and they fell down and worshipped him. Then, opening their treasures, they offered him gifts, gold and frankincense and myrrh. The wise men worshipped Jesus. They knew that he was the one. He was the child. He was the promised one. He was the king. And the Bible says that everyone who finds this child, everyone who sees Jesus and believes in who he is and what he has done for our salvation will be saved. They will be healed. They will be resurrected and restored and returned to the glory they were made for. They will live with their king and one another in his perfect kingdom forever. That is the true story of the seed and the serpent. That is the big story inside of which the Christmas story finds its rightful place. It is the greatest story ever told. It is the gospel, and it is the word of the Lord. Thanks be to God. And thank you for listening to this special episode of Into the Word. I just want to remind you that we'll be releasing the whole book of Acts and the whole book of Genesis to get you off and running with your Bible reading plan in January of 2019. You'll be able to find those episodes on the Gospel Coalition Canada website or on the Into the Word archive site at www.intotheword.ca. We'll also be releasing links to these episodes on our social media platforms through Facebook and Twitter. Hope to see you there. And I hope to see you again on January 1st, 2019, right here for another episode of Into the Word.